I know a lot of y'all probably done heard the debate. Was you elect when you turned to be saved? Okay. Did you have faith? Could you turn it away? Or were you pulled forward like a foot on the brave? Wait, there's two views in the game. The Christ already knew who he choose when he came. This is called election, a beautiful thing. If that be your view, just move with me, ayy. But wait, there's another view. And to those who hold that, yeah, I love them too. They believe in free will. Man slave to sin, but yet he is free. Still to exercise faith, God will exercise grace. If that's your view, great, then come on, let's deal. Cause I love to go in depth on both sides and show why no side I accept. Yeah, I'm in the middle, you can call me the center. Plus I got a way more important agenda. They've been having the same fight for centuries. Both sides show no signs of trying to give up. So for me, man, the point is mute. But allow me to share just a point of view. Yo, whether we grace the elect or you have to accept, it's the same next steps. Come on, we gotta
preach that, 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 preach that.
But wait, what if they don't want to accept?
So what?
But wait, what if they not really elect?
So what?
But wait, I'm not really ready yet.
So what?
Don't care the excuse, man, dude, you still gotta go preach that.
Preach that, preach that, preach that.
DJ said you got to go preach the gospel in face of the hostile. Just know that it's not you. But most just let they light so shine. Won't speak, won't preach, they think life's just fine. So they reach for the peeps when they with they peeps. But peep them by themselves, you don't hear no peep. Yo, please don't think God is satisfied. Good life with no preaching is compromised. They like, I'm just gonna try to show God's love. But God used word, cause that's who God was. So how you gonna say that you do what God does and watch people die not knowing who God was? I hope you get it, cause homie, I'm not tripping. I know that how we living should definitely show a difference. But what I'm trying to get at is if we so busy living, we forget about the preaching, we missing the Great Commission. Let's
preach that, 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 preach that.
But wait, what if they don't want to accept?
So what?
But wait, what if they not really elect?
So what?
But wait, I'm not really ready yet.
So what?
Don't care the excuse, man, dude, you still gotta
we gotta preach that and preach that. Jesus, he be that word, man, that we got. How can we keep at
the word like it's none of they beeswax? Man, we whack if we freeze up and don't speak like B-Rabbit. For us should be a habit, like peeps who cheat the weed, we some preach addicts. So I'm hoping you came to preach at it. And if you really living for God, then preach at it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing is by the word. Romans 10:14, if you looking to find a verse. I'm really not saying nothing, you probably haven't heard. But if you heard it, you're not doing, God's definitely concerned. God's definitely perturbed if you ain't preaching the word. If you ain't hitting the curb, but you just sit on the word. It's like having a pearl, but not knowing its worth. How beautiful are your feet if we only get them to work? We'll be right back.